Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Pei Vav in Maseches Shabbos. It is the 148th daf in Shas. We pick up four lines on the top with a new Mishnah. We've mentioned in the past that Perek Amar Rabbi Akiva is a strange Perek in terms of the context of Maseches Shabbos, because most of the Perek does not have a lot to do with Maseches Shabbos. It could very well be our daf is the reason for the whole Perek. Take a look at Rashi and Tosas at the beginning of the Perek. We're going to see our Mishnah is going to bring up the expression of Minayin. How do we know? And Rashi suggests in the beginning of the Perek that we discuss many other Minayins based on that. The first Minayin, how do we know, that the Mishnah asks, is in regards to the rule of Poletes Shichvas Zera. Poletes Shichvas Zera is based on the following idea. The zera of a man creates tumah. A woman who has relations with a man, and the zera was inside of her, that zera can be metameher if it comes out. How long do we have to worry, halachically, for the zera coming out? Asks our Mishnah, minayin lepleita shichva zera b'yom hashlishi sheti. How do we know that if a woman, we have to worry about her being poleta shichva zera for 3 days, and on the third day she is tame? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, heyu nichonim l'shloshes yomim. The Torah Akdosha describes, al tikshu el isha, do not come close to a woman for 3 days before Kabbal Satorah. For Kabbal Satorah we have to be tohar, and the women also have to be tohoros. And how would a woman be Tahora? If she was with a man, then up until 3 days, if she had relations, then we're afraid that the Shechva Zera came out and would be Mitamir. Says Rashi in Dibur Maslushi Tmeya, that even on the third day, we don't assume that the Zera is halachically disintegrated or Misricha, and it's possible for 3 days for it to impregnate, hence it would be metame. Now the Mishnah begins a new topic. How do we know that it is allowed to wash, even with hot water, on the third day after Mila if it falls out on Shabbos? It was on the third day when the people in Shechem were in a lot of pain after their milah, that Shimon Alevi went in and boom, that's when they attacked. Here the Torah describes that moment, the third day, as B'yosam Kovin. It's interesting, I just saw recently that there was a study that is done that post-surgery, I leave it for my Talmid and the doctors out there who are listening to validate or reject. However, I did read somewhere that it is common to this day that some doctors believe the most painful day after a surgery is the third day after the surgery. Hence, the third day has this heter. Continues the Mishnah. Minayin shekoshin loshon shel zahoris beros sirai mishtalech. How do we know that they would tie a band on the head of the goat that was thrown down on Yom HaKippur in Sirah Shemelech? Shnemar, im yuchatechem kashonim kasheleg yabinu. The Pasuk Yeshayo describes that the averos which were red will turn into white. So this is a source for the idea of tying the red band which will turn into white. Minay l'sicha shehi keshtia. This is an important sugya in Yuma on Ayin Vav Amabez. How do we know that anointing is considered like drinking b'yom HaKippurim? Afal b'shem raya l'davar zeich l'davar. There's no proof to it, but there is a simen, if you will, to this. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'atovo kamayim b'kirbo u'kishemen b'atzmo sav, that the water came inside of them and the oil came into their bones, equating the water that came into their stomach with the oil that was rubbed into their bones. The Gemara begins to analyze the sugya pleita shichva zera. Reisha deloik Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, sefer k'Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. We're going to see later on in a moment the Mishnah in Mikvos that discusses the sugya of Pleita Shichva Zera. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is not machmir on the third day for Pleita Shichva Zera. If that's so, so then the Reisha is not in accordance with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. However, the Seifa is in accordance with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rashi explains in Dibur HaMaskil the Seifa that the Gemara later on Kuf Lamed Dalid on the Beis has this halacha of Shemarchitzenes Hamila Biyom HaShlishi in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So we have this inconsistency. Dik Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if the Mishnah would be following Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Tahora Shaminan Le, then he should have said that on the third day the woman is Tahora because Pleita Shichva Zera does not exist on the third day. The Gemara then gives two explanations. Mandalo muki kitanoi, a person who's not going to say that our Mishnah has a contradiction inherently. And it's a machlokis tanoim. In other words, the ratio would be going according to one Tana, and then the Seifa of Marchitzin would be going to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He'll have to say Tana Reisha Tahora. He'll have to change. If you're not going to learn Tzimachlokas Tanaim and you're going to try to make it one coherent opinion, you'll have to change the girsa of our Mishnah from Pleita Shichva Zera on the third day to from Tameya to Tahora. Umukila kuluk Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And then everything could be followed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Umandamukin Ketanoi, and if you're going to learn Tzimachlokas Tanaim, Reisha Rabbanan, you have to learn that the Reisha is following the Rabbanan. V'seifa k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rather, Seifa is following Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Gemara continues analyzing the sugya Pleita Shichva Zera, starting with the basic makar, the Mishnah in Mikvos. Tan Rabbanan, Pleita Shichva Zera b'yom hashlishi tahora. If a woman is Pleit Shichva Zera on the third day, she would be Tahora Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. To understand this Mishnah, we need to do the Rashi's inside. Says Rashi, Beyom HaShlishi, Kigon, Shishimsha Behei, if she had relations with her husband on Thursday, Upolta Shichva Zera B'Shabbos, and Zera came out on Shabbos, then Loshna Shimsha Tchilas Lel Chamishi, doesn't make a difference whether she had relations on the beginning of Thursday, and therefore, the ishto dalid onos shlemos, that there were 4 periods of 12 hours, an onos 12-hour period, that passed. What are they? Lel hey, Thursday night, vehey, Thursday day. Lel vav, when we say Thursday night over here, what we meant was Wednesday night, actually, because halachically Thursday night. So that's, again, Wednesday night, Thursday. Lel vav being Thursday night, vivav being Friday, so that's 4 full onos, and even Reb Loza will say, lo shna, doesn't make a difference, it would be as well, if shimsha yom hey im chashecha, if she had relations already as late as Thursday afternoon, going into Thursday night, de lo ishtoi ela mixes hey, all you have is a little bit of Thursday afternoon, vilel vav Thursday night, vivav, so that's the leka lebeis onos shlemos. All you have is 2 full onos. Nevertheless, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it's considered the third day, and she is tahora. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you just wait 3 halachic days. You don't take into account, and the first day could even be part of the day, and you don't take into account how many onos it actually was that passed. Again, if the relations took place on early Wednesday night, then there could be as many as 4 full onas. And if it took place Thursday afternoon, it could only be 2 full onas, as Rashi spelled out. Either way, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it's the third day, she's Tahora. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees because he does take into account the different onas. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Pa'amim Shein Dalet Onas, Pa'am Shein Hei Onas, Pa'amim Shein Vav Onas. At times, it will come out, as we elaborated a moment ago, a distance of 4 onas, sometimes it'll be 5, sometimes 6 onas. Rashi explains in Dibur HaMaskil Rabbi Shmuel that Rabbi Shmuel is actually, in his formulation, disagreeing with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Shmuel is disagreeing with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and he's saying, as Rashi explains in Dibur HaMaskil Rabbi Shmuel, that any time it's 3 days after the Tashmish, and not 4, the halacha is that she's going to be Tmeya. Hence, Rabbi Shmuel is saying like this, Pa'amim Shein Dalet Onas, there are times that it will only be 4 Onas, in between. There are times there'll be five onas or even six onas, but she'll still be tmeya as long as it's not the fourth day. Rabbi Akiva Amar La'olam Hei. Rabbi Akiva says, really, there are five onas shlemas that she's going to be tmeyahan. Anytime there's a difference of five onas. However, therefore, vim yatzasa miktas ona rishona, nosdin la miktas ona shishis. If she had relations in the middle of Wednesday, let's say, you do not count the sixth ona because you take off the time that was mostly completed in Wednesday, and that doesn't count as a full ona, and therefore you end up calculating five onas. The Gemara now challenges the veracity of these shitas hatanaim. In order to understand the next objection of the Gemara, we need to know the Gemara later on Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. We're going to have an important, beautiful Gemara on Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayichi, and that is the Gemara of when the Torah was given. Everybody says the Torah was given on Shabbos Kodesh. However, we're going to have a beautiful discussion whether it was on Thursday that the couple separated before the Kabbalah's Torah, or it was Wednesday. Let's keep that in mind as we begin the next Gemara. Ruach Rabbanan Kamedu Rav Papa, the Rabbanan taught, said in front of Rav Papa, Vamila Rav Papa, the Rav, and some say Rav Papa taught Rav Bishlem, the Rav Loza ben Azariah, Kirabbanan. Rav Loza ben Azariah follows the Shita of the Rabbanan later on that say that when the Torah was given on Shabbos and they separated on Thursday, because Rav Loza ben Azariah says you only need 2 days of separation. So let's see it inside. Damer ba hey Avid Prisha, Rabbi Shmuel who disagrees and says that you need 3 days of Prisha, 3 full days of Prisha. Rabbi Yossi, he will follow Rabbi Yossi. Damer b'dalet avid Prisha, that they were ready Porish on Wednesday. So then they had Thursday was already their second day of Prisha. So they did a full Prisha, full 3 days of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday before Kabbalah HaTorah. Ela Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is difficult. Kiman. Who is he going to follow? According to Rabbi Akiva, who differentiates between the amount of onas, none of that is calculated in neither the Shita of Rabbi Yossi or the Rabbanan, whether they were Poresh already from Wednesday or from Thursday. El Rabbi Akiva, come on, who's he going to go like? Answers the Gemara, La'olam ki Rabbi Yossi. Really, Rabbi Akiva could work according to Rabbi Yossi. G'damar Rav Ado Bar Ava, as Rav Ado Bar Ava explained, Moshe b'hashkama Ola, u'b'hashkama Yorod. Moshe went up to the heavens when it was the beginning of the morning, and he came down also in the morning. Bashkama Allah dichsiva Yoshkem Moshe Baboker Vayal Har Sinai. Bashkama Yar dichsiv Lech Red Valisa Atov Aaron Imach. Makish Yirida Lali. It's coming to equate Moshe going down to Moshe going up. Ma'aliyah Bashkama Af Yirida Bashkama. And if you calculate from Hashkama to Shkama, explains Rashi, that equals 5 onas. Asks the Gemara a new question. Do we need the Torah to tell us that it was mehashkama lahashkama, they didn't have relations from the morning that Moshe Rabbeinu went up? Asks the Gemara, V'amar Avuhuna, Yisrael Kadoshim, Eim Sham Shemitoseim B'yom. Klal Yisrael is Kadosh, the Gemara Nida tells us, and they don't have relations during the day. Answers the Gemara, Ha'amar Ravim, Ha'yiv Bayis Afel Mutter. If the house is dark, then relations are permissible. V'amar Rav v'item Rapapa Talmachacha Mafil b'taliso mutter. Talmachacha is allowed to cover with his garment, and then relations would be permissible. We now turn to Pei Vav Amud Beis, where the Gemara begins a new analysis about this topic. Asks the Gemara about Tfule Yomninu. But what comes out is, according to all Tanoim, they went to the mikvah, the women did, to purify themselves from Pleita Shechva Zera on Friday night. Anything before would be a problem with Pleita Shechva Zera. However, even if they go on Friday night, they're considered a Tvul Yom. And the halacha is that someone who goes to mikvah requires Herev Shemesh, requires the sun to set on that day before they are entirely tar. Abaye Baravin Vravchina Baravin Darmi Taya, they answer this question, Nitna Torah L'Tful Yom, that the Torah was given when we were Tful Yom. Yasim Reimer Kamala Shmaitza, Amalei Ravina Lemreimer, Nitna Kamarta, or Ru'uya Kamarta. What were you saying? Is that what happened or it could have been? Amalei Ru'uya Kamina. He says, I meant that it was Ru'uy to give them. When we say that the Torah was able to be given to Tful Yom, is that saying what happened? Amalei Ravina Lemreimer, Nitna Kamarta, it was given when they were Tful Yom? Or Ru'uya Kamarta, that it could have been given when they were Tvul Yom. That it turns out that they meant to the mikvah when it was still day. And if they were polite, they would have gone again at night. However, they weren't polite. Amale Ru'uya Kamina. They were Ra'uy to receive it when they were Tvul Yom. However, it turns out that they were not ones who received it as a Tful Yom, because all of them did the Tefillah when it was still day. Now the Gemara asks, back according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva told us he was the only one of the Tanoim who felt that the way we calculate Pleita Shivcha Zera is counting five Onas. According to the other opinions who say that you have to wait days, then we understand why the Torah was given in the morning. The reason that the Torah was Makbid for the morning, that was only given in the morning, was because we needed to wait for the days, and more than five onas, actually six onas. But according to Rabbi Akiva, explains Rashi, the Gemara now asks, V'litbalu b'nei shimshi. Why didn't they do the tefillah b'nei hashmashos, v'likablu Torah b'nei shimshi, and count five onas? Why do they have to wait till the next morning? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak answered, the pasuk in Yeshayahu says, "Loi mirosh b'seiser midibarti," that in the beginning I don't speak. B'seiser HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, and he didn't want it to be done belaila, rather he wanted it to be done both in galui during the day. Tosis disagrees with Rashi's explanation that the kasha of the Gemara was only according to Rabbi Akiva. In many ways, you could ask this question as well according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Shmuel as well. As Tosin Dibar Maskel of Litbu points out, because the fourth day already was Friday night. So why, the Gemara's question would be, why didn't Kabbalah's HaTorah take place Friday night according to all opinions? For some reason, and that would require Iyun, Rashi explains that it's asked specifically according to Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara continues and asks another kasha. V'lit b'lu b'tzafra de Shabbata, v'lit kablu Torah b'tzafra de Shabbata. Why didn't they go to the mikvah later on Shabbos? And then, if they went already when it was Shabbos morning, and they counted the night as a full ona, then according to Rabbi Akiva, they would have been able to have been with their spouses even Wednesday day, as long as they were Poresh by Wednesday night. That's behind the Gemara's kasha of Litbul B'tzafra de Shabbasa, L'kabu Torah B'tzafra de Shabbasa. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak said, it's not a good thing when you have people coming to be Mekabel Torah and other people going to the tefillah with their towels. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Shelo Yehe Halalu Holchim Mekabel Torah. You shouldn't have had some people going to be Mekabel Torah, they're already ready for Kabbalah Satara. And the others are taking their towels to the mikvah because of the fear of Pleita Shechvas Zera. Amrav Chia Bar Abba Arma Biyochan, Zudiv Rabbi Shua Rabbi Akiva. Avul Chachomim Oimrim, Sheish Oinois Shleimes Boinon. The opinion of the Chachomim is one needs to count six full Onos. And we haven't discussed this opinion of the Chachomim yet, and this we will see is the way we follow to this day la halacha as well. Amar chizim achloik ish pirsha mina isha. Avol pirsha mina ish tmeya. Kol zman shehi lecha. This rule that we said, that the shichva zera is not significant after the onas, we have different opinions, or the days, how long it takes, but eventually take the most stringent opinion that says that you need to wait 3 full days, and afterwards it's not significant. That's only if it came from the woman itself. However, let's say the zera of a man is on a garment, even if it is more than 3 days, kolzman shilecha, any time that it's moist, it is metame. Masver Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asks the following question. It says in the pasuk v'chol beged v'chol or ashiya lav shichva zera, that if there is a beged that has the semen of a man, it's metame. Prada shichva zera shi'isrucha. It's coming to preclude shichva zera that is no longer viable. It's no longer capable of impregnating. My lav shapir shemina ish must be that it is something that came from a man, that it will hit the category of srucha, and it doesn't say prad shichva zera shehi yevesha. According to what we learned, it should say only, the only thing that man from a man is not metame if it didn't go into an isha is if it's yevesha. However, if it's lach, it's always considered something that's metame. My lav shepir shemishlo, and nevertheless, the halacha is that it's only metame when it is not srucha, which sounds like even though it's not dry, there are times it will still be srucha. Again, we had said earlier that the only thing that makes zera not tame from a man is lecha. Why did it not say prat shehi yevesha? And says the Gemara, lo shepirsha min ha'isha. We're talking about when it came out of an isha. That was our rule that we said, that kol zman shehi srucha, it's not going to be metame. Mark it deems with a shayla of Rapapa. Boy Rapapa, shichva zera shall Yisrael b'mei kusis. If there's the shichva zera, there's male semen of a Jew in the womb of a Gentile, mahu. What is the halacha in regards to the zera being mitame? Rashi explains that the shayla is whether the womb of a Gentile woman has the same din that after 3 days it already be masriach, or no, or for some kusis will be different. Also, Rashi explains the reason why we say Zera Yisrael is because the Mishnah tells us in Nida, on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, that the Zera of a guy is not mitame. What's the crux of this Shaila? The Gemara spells out the parameters of the question. Yisrael, the dog b'mitzvahs, when it comes to Yisrael that have a concern about mitzvahs, chavul gufayu, they have a little bit of healthy, emphasis on healthy, concern about shmiras hamitzvahs, as the pasuk in Tehillim says, cham libi bikirbi, so then the body provides heat, and that heat causes the zera to be masriach and no longer be metame after 3 days. However, the same rule wouldn't necessarily apply to a Gentile, because they're not doeg l'mitzvos in the healthy way that we are supposed to. Odomor, maybe kiven de achlin shkatzim u'ramasim chovil gufayu. Or maybe do we say, since they eat shkatzim u'ramasim, their bodies are also hot. There are two things that can make a person hot inside, a passion inside, a fire for Torah, a love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or it could be all the garbage that they put inside, shkatzim u'ramasim, that's also what keeps them hot, and that also will cause the zera to be masriach after 3 days. Vim din salam, and if you're going to say, kim da'achle shkatzim ramasim chavul gufai, since they eat these things, it makes their bodies hot, then we have another shayla. B'me'e behema, what happens with male and female animals? If a female animal has the zera of a male animal inside, on the one hand, this animal is not like the anatomy. This female animal is not like the anatomy of a human woman. Isha de islay prazdar, a woman has a, for lack of a better term, a vaginal canal. So then in such a case, misareches, there is not a lot of air that's brought into the prazdar, that canal, however you describe it. I don't intend to give a biological description. And since there's not a lot of air, says Rashi, the body is warm, it kills the zera. Aval behema de lesle prazdar lo, but an animal doesn't have that canal. And therefore there's more air that the semen is exposed to, and therefore it will last longer. Or do we say there's no difference between the two? Teiku tishbi yitarets kushyus v'abayus. Bezer Hashem, we conclude. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Daf Pei Vav. We do have quite a few more lines on Pei Vav. However, our Gemara for Shabbos Kodesh is a beautiful Gemara, and Bezer Hashem, it should move smoothly. So we'll stop over here with the Daf and the Pshat on Pei Vav.